Okay, we are at the top of Hamad Beis, and we are four lines down. We ended off last time speaking about various things which are li'ikuva, and we mentioned because it says kacha in the parasha, which tells us that it's li'ikuva, and we mentioned some other sources, and now. And the last thing Ravashi said was because it says ki chen sivesi. So now the Gemara is going to quote a brisa where it mentions a lashon of tzivoi three times in reference to vayhibi emashmini. Tanravan ki chen sivesi kasher sivesi kasher tziva Hashem. Meaning, as we know, just to be makdim, there was the Shiva Simei Amiluim, and vayhibi emashmini was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and we know that Nadav and Avihu were Makrav and Ezer Zara, and they died, Lifnei Hashem, and Aaron, Elazar and Isamar, became Einanim. Now, because they were Einanim, really, an Einan is not allowed to eat Kachim, as we know. however, the special Karbonis for Shemini Alamiluim, things which were a one-off, those Karbonis, Aaron Abanav, and specifically the reference over in the Psukim is to Elazar and Isamar, they were allowed to eat. Now, there was several karbanos which were brought. There was the Sa'ir, which is brought in every single Rosh Chodesh. And this was actually the point which Moshe and Elazar and Isamar argued about. It says that Moshe Beno got angry in that he saw that the Sa'ir was burnt. And he said, why did you burn the sire? There was no psuah which happened to it. Why did you burn it? And they reasoned, and they said, the reason why we burnt it is because we are einanim, and an einan is not allowed to eat it. And ein hachanami, when it comes to some of the karbonas, which were a one-off, a special din to be brought. So that kind of pushes aside our aninus, but the regular carbon which is brought in Rosh Chodesh, then that's not something which we're allowed to eat and to do. And Moshe was makabel their explanation. And the Lashon used over here in Rashi and Rishonim is that Moshe ta'a b'davar. That's what Rashi says. He made a mistake. But in reference to this whole Maaseh Matan, it uses this Lashon of Tzivesi several times. So again, Tana Rabbana ki chen tzivesi, kasher tzivesi, kasher tziv Hashem. So we say, ki chen tzivesi, Ba'aninus yechlua. It should be eaten in aninus. If you look at Rashi, Dibra Maschel, Einanin, before the lines become medium-sized, about four or five lines before, Rashi says, Einanim, al nodav aviyu, v'kodshim asurim la'einen mikav achemi mimaisra hakao, d'chsev gabi maisa le'achalti ba'eini mimenu. So we know that one is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is more cow than Kachim. So you certainly cannot eat Kachim either. V'hu amar lehen lechol hamincha. So huskak loymar ki ken siveisi ba'aninus teichlua. So he said, you are to eat this even in a state of aninus. So that was the first ki ken siveisi, that you're to eat the special mincha which is being brought by bayim, that you should eat baninus. So kichen tzivisi baninus yechlua. Then kasher tzivisi b'shas maisa amar lehem. He said it to them b'shas maisa. What does that mean? Rashi says kasher tzivisi b'shas maisa amar lehem kishematza masha asu shesarfu sirachatas v'hu sari shalosh chedesh amar lehem hein lehubez dama. I mean, it's not that it was nifsal. So just like I was mitzava you by the mincha to eat it, so too, why did you not eat this also? So Moshe is telling Elazar and Isamar, I was mitzava from Hashem that these karbanos should be brought. And Mameila, the Chatas, the Sir Chatas should have been brought and it should have been eaten also. About that they said, but one second, there's a big chilek. One is a regular carbon of Rosh Chodesh, about which the regular din of Oidenim were not allowed to eat it, and hence it had to be burnt. And Hanami, the Mincha, which was a one-off, that was a special carbon, and Hanami. And then finally, the last one, Kasher Tziva Hashem, V'loi Me'ela Ani Oimer. Meaning, Moshe was coming to say, okay, when it comes to the Shlomim, I mean, okay, I made a mistake. Lagabi the Seer Rosh Chodesh, but Lagabi the Shlomim, that is a different story. And that's also a one-off. And if so, it's a one-off. Don't think that just because I agreed to what you said, Lagabi the Seer Rosh Chodesh, therefore I would agree Lagabi the Shlomim. Rashi says, meaning anything which was kodshei shah, which was a one-off, that he agreed to. Whereas the Sarshal Vishchadesh, which was Kachid Deris and Hanami Lehut Alainen, so Moshe is now saying, but when it comes to the other ones, the Shlomim, then that's a regular thing. That was a regular Kachid Shah, in which case you're to eat it even though you are in a state of aninus. Good. Says I'm invited to Amr Biesi, Brib Chanina Michnasayim, Ein Ksuvin Beparsha. It does not mention in this discussion of the Miluyim, and it mentions how Moshe was Malbish Aaron Ubanov, and it mentions the various begodim, it does not mention the Mechnasayim in the Parsha. Rashi says, three lines down, the wide lines, Bolivishus HaBegodim, Loi B'Tzavo, V'Loi B'Asiyah. I mean, it doesn't say in Tetzaveh, and it doesn't say it in Shmini, and then Tzav. In Tzav, where it mentions how he was Malbish them, so neither by the Tzivui in Tetzaveh, nor when he actually was Malbish them in Tzav, does it mention the Mechnasayim? So Mechnasayim ain't ksuv in the parasha. So kishu oimer vi avav vize hadavar asher tasalehem lekadish yisam lechahein lahavia Mechnasayim. So there's a vav in vize hadavar. The vav is mezavav in Yerushin, which is speaking about the bigodim. And there, meaning in parashas Tetzave, it mentions the Mechnasayim. There it says Vaseilahem and Michnasei Vad, and then it says Vizeh Hadavar. So there's a Vav Meisavah in Yerushin, which is saying that the Michnasayim have been mentioned in the general Tzivoy. So even though it doesn't say explicitly to be Malbish them the Michnasayim, but nevertheless, Mitzad the Vav Meisavah in Yerushin, it's coming to say that he was Malbish them the Michnasayim, and you can already start to hear why in something Mepharshim actually speak this out. That's the reason why it doesn't mention that it was Malbish them the Mechnasayim is because, as we know, the Mechnasayim was to be a Mechaseh, the Erava, and therefore maybe I didn't say it explicitly, but nevertheless he was Malbish them the Mechnasayim. So again, Kishoimer, Vizadav, Ashid, Tasalaham, Lakadish Yisam, Lakahain, Lahavia Mechnasayim, number one, the Siris, or Eifa. Another thing that's coming to be Maiba is the Kahanim, that, as we mentioned, when they're nischanich, they need to bring a minchas chinuch. So that's another thing which they needed to do, which wasn't mentioned explicitly. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam mechnasayim ksivi beinyana de begodim." As we mentioned, there's a vav meisav al inyan rishon. It mentions the tzivya of mechnasayim in tetzave, and then there's a vav ela siris aifa. And where do we know that there's also something which they needed to engage in during the Shivas Yimei Miluyim? Asya zeh zeh. Mi vizeh karban aron ubanav asher yakriv l'Hashem asir sa'efa. So we learn gzeirah shavah, and therefore that's also something which they had to do. Oh, wow. It's a fly in my teeth. Delicious. Yep, okay, good. At this late hour, we have to try and keep ourselves awake, so I'll try anything. Good. Says the Gemara like this. Amr b'yecha mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, minayin she'af mikra parasha ma'akev. So we mentioned before last time as various things which were ma'akev in the parasha. So how do you know that even the mikra parasha is ma'akev? What does it mean the mikra parsha is ma'akev? Rashi says, when Rashi says Mikra, about five lines down the wide lines, Mikra means Parshas Miluyim Shnitztave Bivaatat Tzave Omar Lehem Litzibur the Esther Mishleisha Ba'adar. Meaning at the beginning of the Shiva Simei Miluyim, he said the parsha that they of Va'atat Tzave, he said to them, Omanam Litzibur Be'esher Mishleisha Ba'adar Kishishilu Hamiluyim the Hikhil Esa Eda El Pesach El Mayed. And so on, Pasuk says, "V'tikahel ha'eda v'yimameisha el ha'eda zeh hadava shetziva Hashem la'asoyis u'mikrois halalu v'asiyas ha'miluyim b'tzav asaron." So he actually said that parsha to them. So that is also something which was said. So how do you know? I mean, actually, af mikra parsha ma'akat ha'olim v'yimameisha el ha'eda zeh hadava shetziva Hashem afilu dibur, the dibur of the parsha, was also Ma'akev, and that was said on Chav Gimel. Asks the Gemara a famous question, and this Gemara is brought in many places, in Shas and Rishonim. Asks the Gemara, Ketzad Hilbishon, how was Moshe Malbish Aaron Ubanov? Right, the Gemara, Ketzad Hilbishon, Maida Hava Hava. This is always the source which they bring whenever we ask a Maida Hava Hava, like we find in the Sechaz Yuman Daf Hey. The Gemara asks, "Ma'ida havi havi," regarding the Shaila of Ketzad Hilbishon. Who cares? Meaning, it's history. What is the Lomud Amanas Lasis? What's the Talmud Tereshavai as to knowing exactly how he was malbish them? Says the Gemara, "Ella Ketzad Malbishon laosid lavai." The Shaila is, how will they be malbish Aaron Uvanov laosid lavai? Which is fascinating. I mean, it means to say that the Meshicha, which was done to Aaron Ubanov, will be batel u'mevutel. Otherwise, we'll ask, what do you mean? Why did they? I mean, he needed to be malbish them in order to inaugurate them. They were nischanach and they were niskadish through the halbasha, but they've already had it. It seems to be they shouldn't speak it out. And that Meshicha will be paka. So Kate said malbishin la'asin lavei. So when they come l'tchia, and they'll have to be malbish them in the future, so we need to know, based on what happened then, as to what will be in the future. So Kate said malbishin la'asin lavei. If right, because la'asin lavei, nami l'chishiyavoyu Aaron uvanov, u'meisha rabbeinu, yavayimayam v'yemer. And they will say exactly what to do. So also fascinating. So like, why do we need to know to the extent that they will be there and they will know what to do? You might say, so why is that not something which we should know? Why do we have to wait on Moshe coming to say this is what to do? Our Kofanim says the Gemara, and again, this is quoted, we mentioned this a couple of days ago, Ela Ketzed Hilbishon Lemizbar Kroy, meaning we have psukim, and we're not quite sure what to make of the psukim and how to understand the psukim. We have to learn up the psukim. So we're always entitled to say, well, what does this mean? How are we to understand the pasuk? So Ketzad Hilbishon Lemizbar Kroy, you can never ask a Maida Hava Hava when it comes to Lemizbar Kroy. So that's the question. So Fliyiva B'nei Rebchia V'Rabbi Yechanan Chad Omar Aaron v'achikach Bonov v'chad Omar Aaron u'Bonov b'vasachas. So one there was, first Moshe was malbish Aaron, and then afterwards his sons. And the other opinion is Aaron u'Bonov b'vasachas. Now, we know it's impossible to be malbish two people b'vasachas. So the Gemara will already explain, the Gemara on Davov will explain what it means b'vasachas. In essence, what the Gemara is going to say, maybe we're gonna see that the discussion is primarily around the avnate, the belt. Was that done by Vasachas? Was that the Mazel Chazah? And the question is, did they kind of dress everyone and then they just had the belts left and they would do belt of Aaron and then the belt of the Bonov, and that would be the Vasachas, or Mazel Chazah would be, no, we could put on the belt of Aaron and put another Begad on, and then they would get to the bonim afterwards. We're going to see exactly what bevasachas means. Al-Koponim, the Shaila is, how were they malvish? Either it was Aaron first, and afterwards the children. The Chad Omar, Aron Ubanu Bevasachas. So Amar Abayo, B'ksenis Umitznefes, Kuli Amar Leipli Yida Aron Ve'achakach Banav. So regarding those two begotten, it's clear that Aaron is first, and then afterwards come the children, come the sons. The bein b'tzava in tetzave, bein ba'asiya in tzav, Aaron kodim. It's clear from the psukim that Aaron came first. So ki pligi ba'avnet. The shayla was the belt, the avnet. So man amar Aaron v'achakach banav. Aaron came first. And then came the banim. The chsiv v'yachkar oisoy ba'avneit. The hadak chsiv v'yachkar oisam ba'avneit. So from the psukim, pasuk zayin is v'yachkar oisoy. Pasuk yud gimel is v'yachkar oisam. So it seems to be that first was Aaron, and then only afterwards was the banim. Oman do amar Aaron ubanav b'vasachis the chsiv v'chagarta oisam. Because In Shmois, in Tetzaveh, when it mentions the Tzivui, it says V'chagar Toysam, and it's kind of koilo all of them together, all of the Kahanim, meaning Aaron Uvanov, everyone is together. V'chagar Toysam, Avnit Aaron Uvanov. That's what it says. Fragdi Gemara. I'm sorry? Yeah, as we mentioned, we'll see exactly what Bevas Achas means. We'll see what the Chagatay, what Bavazachas means, but to the extent that we're saying, because it says V'yachkar Oysoy, and then V'yachkar Oysama, six psukim later, that shows that there was a distinction, but in the Tzivoy of Tetzav, it says V'chagata Oysama, and therefore, that's the Tzivoy telling you, you should put them together all at the same time. V'raybigamar lamanda amar arnu vana Bavazachas, because we're looking at the Pasuk in Tetzav of V'chagata Oysama, according to that, Ayhuksiv v'yachkar oisay ba'avneid v'hadaksiv v'yachkar oisam ba'avneid. What are you going to do with the psukim in Tzav, which clearly indicate that there was a seder and there was a hafsik and so on? Amar lecha, he says no. Hahu avneite shel koyin gadol lo yizehu avneite shel koyin hadyet. You know the reason why it splits up and it says first v'yachkar oisay ba'avneid. The Yachkar Oysama Avnate, it's coming to show and teach that there is something special, there's something unique about the Avnate of Aaron, namely the Washat is in it. In his Avnate, it's a Shaila as to the Big Day Kahuna, where the Shat is in the Big Day Kahuna. We know in the Kohen Gadol there was Shatnez, because we know in his Avnate for sure there was, but as far as the Kahanim Hadyotim, what about the Kohen Adyotis? What about them? Did they have, was the Shatnez in the Avnet? It very much has to do with this Machloikis. So he's saying, really, I'll tell you that Legabi, the Levisha was Bavasachas. The reason why the Psukim separate and seemingly imply that first came the Avnet of Aaron is to tell me something different. To tell me Avnet Shel Kohen Gadol, Loi Zehu Avnet Shel Kohen Hadyot. We'll just look at the beginning of Rashi. Rashi says, Kolomer. La'olam kra de tzava in tetzave, which mentions them all together, dafka b'vasachas. That is the ikar. Ubasiyo de palginu. Ulamdenu ba she'enu avnetim shavim. Shenema b'maisa avnet shel kohen gadol ve'es to avnet sheish mash zar tcheles v'argaman. Lamadnu shehu shel kilayim. The sheish is kisna, which is flax, which is linen. Utcheles is imra, which is wool. The avnet habonim li pirish akosiv mimahoyu. Vashminin hacha de avnet shel kohen gadol loy zehu avnet shel kohen hadyot shezeh shel kilayim zeh shel butz. In other words, the pasuk says in Tetzaveh, you're to put on the belt together at the same time. There shouldn't be anything which is mafsik. So why does the pasuk in Tzav need to split up? Put on his belt. Teretz is because his belt has got kilayim. The belt of Aaron, the avnet, has got kilayim, as opposed to the avnet of the banim, which it does not have kilayim. Frag the Gemara lemanda Omar Aaron ve'achikach banov. Meaning we look at the psukim in Tzav. Ivok siv by the tzivuim tetzave v'chagarta oisam Avnet, and that seems to imply that it was done all together at the same time. So we say, it says, V'chagad ha'isam Avnet Aaron Ubanov, Amar Lecha, Hu Kamash Malan, Avnet Shel Kain Gadol, Zehu Avnet Shel Kain Hedyot. No, Fakat, that's coming to say that it was the same. The reason why it says in the Tzivui V'chagad ha'isam is because they're wearing the same belt tacker. And if so, V'yachka ha'isay Avnet V'yachka ha'isam Lamali, Shema Mina, Aaron v'Yachkach Bonav, being that they're wearing the same belt, and even the Kahanim Edyotis would be wearing a belt of Shatnez, so why does it split it up? Alamai, it's coming to tell me that first Moshe was Malbish, the Avnet of Aaron, and then afterwards of Bonav. Now asks Gemara, finally, what does this mean? He did it b'vas achas. What does that mean? U'b'vas achas mi mishkachas lo? Says Rashi, she had Moshe levade choyger chamisha bnei adam ka'achas. How can you possibly put the avnets of five people on at the same time? Says Gornein, that's not what b'vas achas means. Letzricha da actim. Look at the Rashi. The beginning Rashi says letzricha da actim. Le b'vas achas mamish kam ravade. It's impossible to put on five belts at once. El ze achaze. Avol b'seder echad hayu. Vasachas means it was done at the exact same time, at the same maimed. The seder echad hayu, v'lehifsik beged acher b'intayim. There was no other beged. Meaning, now I'm putting all the belts on. If you say vasachas, it means belts, all the belts on. Meaning hilbish la'aron kol begadov, v'lechager oisei avnet, v'yachagach hilbish esbonov mechnasayim kisoynes mitzneves. And then when they were both lacking the avnet, then avnet, 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 and so on. That's what it means, bevas achas. But going back to the mission, we said shivas yamim kedem yom kippur mafreshim ken gadol lelishkas parhedrin. And as we mentioned, we said that lishkas parhedrin was somewhere in the Azara, and we mentioned the. I think there's a Tosfos and a Ribki Vager as to Tosfos said Lishkas Parhedrin Shabnuya Bakaidish was Bonim Bakaidish, and we mentioned already there at the time, and we're going to see this more now about Ribki Vager says that it was Psucha Lachol. We mentioned because otherwise you wouldn't be able to sit there and certainly not sleep there. Well, ask the Gemara now, Mafreshim Ken Gadol. Frankly, my Lama Mafreshim. Why are we Mafreshim? What do you mean, why are you mafreshim? Lama mafreshim? Get the cameras. Eiler of Yechon Kadisle, Eiler Ishlakish Kadisle. According to Yechon, because we learn it from the Miloyim. According to Ishlakish, because we learn it from Sinai. So what's the Gemara Shiloh? What is the Shiloh? Hachikamar, mi besoy lama piresh. It says you mafresh him from his bias, implying that you the Kohen Gadol have to leave. There's a din prisha. That I understand, but why can't your wife come with you? So your wife will come with you to the Lishkas Parhedrin, and she'll be there also together. You'll be yotze the din of Miluyim, or the din of Sinai, and so on. But why was it necessary to have been perishim from his wife? So Rashi learns like this. Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says, mi beise lama pirish, towards the middle of the page. Rashi says, mi beise lama pirish, mi ishte lama pirish, tove ishte imay sham, Sharei al karchach lishkas parhedrin lehaisa kedesha she'en yeshiva ba'azara el malchei beis David koshkin shechiva, like we mentioned. So why could his wife not be there with him? You're allowed to sit, you're allowed to lie, you're allowed to sleep there. So why couldn't he be there together with his wife, implying that there would even be a heter of tashmish amita? Why couldn't they be there? Tosfos says, Pirish Rashi, Tavi Ishti Imei Shama, Shari Al Karach, Lishkas Parhedrin Lehaisa Kadesha, Shein Yeshiva Bazar, Kolchikin Shechiva, Vakash Alan, Nehida Leh Kadesha, Kedushas Azara, Mikol Makam, Kahar Habayis, Haisa. I mean, it's not going to be any less Kadesh than the rest of the Har Habayis. Domino Beperik, beperek paras chatas, tochal arabayis machne leviyahu, ubal keri eine rashoi likanez machne leviyah. Bal keri is not allowed to be in machne leviyah. Darba bepesachim perek elu devarim, zov vechol zov, le rabbi's bal keri. So there's no heter patash mishamito. Ella yesh lafash mi beise lama piresh, Havilon lameimar shi frishuhu lemechila achas baharabayis. Because the mechilais were lay niskachu. Why couldn't he be in some tunnel under the ground, which doesn't have kedusha? So Jesus is still learning, why did you have to be mafreshim from his wife? Let him be with his wife. There'll be a hatter of tashmish. How so? If they will be under the mechilais, mitachas the ritzpas azara, because the mechilas were not niskadish, and there's a din in the achronim as to how to be miyashav Rashi. Rashi, you know, what is Rashi going to do with Tesis? Did Rashi mean en chanami, his wife could come with him, but there wouldn't be a het tashmish, and he just meant, just throw the gemara's kasha, why did he have to leave his wife, let his wife be there? Rashi didn't say lehedya, it was a heter of tashmish as such, but that's something which they discuss. I'll go upon it after Gomez Kasha. My Frisian can go to Lama, my Frisian, my Frisian can tell me, it'll be a good easily, I'll be based on Lama Pirish. So Tanya reviewed the moment there. I'm a Shema Timse Ishte Safik Nida, Viyavi Aleha. Where the concern is that maybe his wife would be a Safik Nida, and maybe he would be with his wife. Right? The Gemara Atu Brishi Askinan. What? The Kohen Gadol is going to be with his wife if she says, I'm a Safik Nida. Which I guess in the Bayis Sheni wasn't such a kasha, you know. Maybe he was with his wife. He would have been with his wife when she was Tahira. V'timsa Safik Nida. And then, after Tashmish, V'shas Kinuach, she says, oh, I see a little bit of dam by the Kinuach. Now she has a suffix, maybe she was already a Nida. So Shema Vatimsa suffix Nida. And maybe his wife was a suffix Nida. If you look at Rashi, about 5 or 6 lines, 4 lines come wide. Shema Yavi Alishtava Achakach Timsa suffix Nida. Shetimsa Dam Al Hasadin Shekan Chaboy. The Ein Yadua Im Bishas Bia Hoya Bodam Zeh Oila Achabia. Not sure when it was it there Vashas Maisa? U Boyal Nida, Tamishivas Yamim. The Ye also love Ibimikdash Viyama Kippurim. Right? So, therefore, that is the concern. It says the Gemara like this Amruaka Rabbanan Kameid Rav Chisda Kaman. This concern, you tell me the reason why we insisted his wife doesn't come with, because maybe post Hashmish, Vashas Kinuach, maybe she'll find dam, and therefore maybe we'll have to be metame him lemafreya, to be metame someone lemafreya based on something which is found after the bia. That lachera is going to Rabbi Akiva. Come on, Rabbi Akiva, the armor need the metame as boyala lemafreya, meaning this didn't the rabbanon to go and be metame lemafreya. And we know it needs metame as boyala. That is mafurish. That was heintika parasha. We had that. But to say that it needs metame as boyala lemafreya, that is going like Rabbi Akiva. The e rabbanon amri a need metame as boyala. The rabbanon say the need is not metame, the boil. Amr lehu Rav Chisda. No, afilu tamer rabbanon. We can even say it's going like the rabbanon. Ad kan le pligi rabbanon alid Rabbi Akiva ella. The achar, ava b'chad achar moidulei. So we learned in Maseches Nida that there are different zmanim where we are cheshish. So there is, if a woman wipes herself immediately afterwards, and there's a discussion there as to what is that, the sheer isyoim, which Rashi says in several places, mila b'yavonis, that if she immediately wipes herself afterwards, then that is already a proper chashash. Even even the Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva would say, if she wipes herself instantly, right afterwards, then it's clear that the dam was there b'shas tashmish. if she waited and then she only wiped herself afterwards, and parenthetically, this is quite relevant when women ask shailas if they find the dam when they wipe themselves. You know, the two eitzes that Rabbanim give to women to avoid shailas on tissue paper. Sometimes women say they found a drop of blood, tiny amount of blood, but even, let's say, more than a kagris on a tissue paper. So they say, number one, if a woman doesn't wipe herself immediately after the stream stops, but, you know, waits even a second or so, number one. Number two, not to push in too much. Then we can say tissue paper, it's not a kli, it's not makabel tuma, and you can be makel. But if she wiped herself instantly, and some of the places can say, I think Ramesha says this gather, like let's say if a woman has got a crying baby in the room, so she's waiting for the stream to stop so that she can immediately, you know, she's got tissue in her hand ready, that would be a problem. Because then it could be that was within the shear, ICM, and so on. Al-Kafanim says, the Gemara, that no, really, I'll tell you, this concern is going even according to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Kiva. Ad kan le pligi Rabbanan le Rabbi Kiva ela ba'achar achar, meaning a little bit more of a gap, of there was a lag. Ava b'chad achar moidule. They would agree that there is a chashash, and so on. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Abzeira, Shma mina boil nida eina kanida. From this discussion, we can infer that a boil nida does not have the same din as a nida, meaning to say that the tzvila of a boil nida could be done during the day. So again, what have we said? We've said the reason why we're perishim mi beisei, because otherwise he might have been with his wife. He might have been with his wife, and even the Rabbanan of Rabbi Kiva would say that if she checked herself immediately, then he would also be tamei l'mafreya, and so on. But we see from here that a boil nida is eina kenida, v'tevel b'yoim, he's able to go to the mikveh during the day. Unlike kenida, the Amr's boil nida is kenida, so emas tovel, when would he be able to go to the mikveh? B'layla, he would go b'lelya only. Lemachar hechi avad avoda. So if he's only able to go to the mikveh at night, how is he able to do avoda the following morning? V'haboy heart of shemesh. Lav shemamina boil nida ena kanida, and he goes to the mikveh during the day. So let's explain. Let's see Rashi first. Rashi says about 8 lines at the bottom. Shemamina midiktani mafrishin shivas yomim. 7 days before. 7 days before your mafrish shivas yomim. So that means on the 3rd of Tishrei, Yom Afresh, Betekhani Mafresh and Shivas Yomim, V'ukimna, Taima Mishom, Hashash, Tumas, Nida. So let's think about it. Let's say if he was with his wife, Boi Bayoim, on Gimel Tishrei. But now that's okay. Meaning, because even in the event, let's say he was with his wife, Gimel Tishrei, and then an hour later she says, oops, I checked myself, and I realized that I'm a Safek Nida, and so on. So what's going to happen? So then he's going to have to count 7 days. So 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. But, you know, right before Yom Kippur, right, Boi Bayoim, while it's still day nine, he can go to the mikvah. So he will have had Harav Shemesh before Yom Kippur kicks in. He's good to go the next morning. But if you say that he is like, his tzvila is like the tzvila of a nida, and he needs to wait until nacht. That means he's waiting until Yom Kippur has already come in, and then he needs a subsequent harav shemesh. So how can he do avoda in the morning? Let's just see the Rashi. Rashi says, "Boil nida ena kanida shasura litbol b'shvi ad halayla ela tevol b'shvi b'yom hilkechle b'prisha ela shivas yamim." Therefore, it's sufficient on the 3rd of Tishrei to do the prisha. V'im ba'al safek nida v'yem ha'prisha, and if boi ba'yoim, he was with his wife, moina miktsas hayem kekulei kenida. Day 3 will be day number 1. As we said, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, it'll finish on the 9th of Tishrei. The table erev yom kippurim, which will be the 7th day. Umar of Shimshai, Ganechas Hamikdash being like Yipurim. So that's what the Gemara wants to infer. One more time. I'm a Mizerish, Mamina. That the priest is on the third of Tishrei, and even if he was with his wife, and even if he has to count 7 days, he still is going to go to the mikvah on the ninth during the day. Vaistois ainu kanida. The table b'yom, the amras by only the kanida, amas tavel belelya. V'machar hechayavad avida. How can he do avida? V'haboy harishemesh. But alav shmamina be'onida is ainu kanida. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So Rav Shimi Mina Hardo Amar Afilu Tema Beil Nida is Kenida. You know what we do? The Mafreshinin Lei Shoachas Samach Lishkia Sachama. No, it's not actually on the third. We said Shivas Yamim Kedim Yom Kippurim, which we understood means on the third of Tishrei. It will actually be the end of the second of Tishrei. That's what it means. Rashi says, Samach Lashkiyas Achama, Shmeini Yomim. It comes out, which is, you know, a little bit shred, the Mishnah says Shivas Yomim, but it's really 7 full days, but, you know, a few minutes before Shkia, on the second. Shmeini Yomim, Ve'yam Kippurim, the Haida Kori Lei Shiva, the Mishnah Upurta Lei Hashiv Lei, and so on. So that would be, that would be a way out. Tiradim, Abel Nidu Kanida, the Mafashin and Lei, Shachas Samach Lashkiyas Sechama. Very big amount of cash. Amazvei. Kol, meaning we want to know whether or not he's considered to be like any or not. Kol Chayvi Tzvilais Tzvilas and Biyoim. Anyone who needs to go to the mikvah. Chayvi Tzvilas, the Tzvilah can be done during the day. Yeah, it's done during the day. Whereas Nida Biyoledis, Tzvilas and Belaila, it's got to be done at night. We're medayik, nida in, boil nida, loy, staff goodbye nida. Now by a boil nida, so you see that he's not, doesn't have the same din as a nida. So as a Gemara, it's not a raya, nida, the whole da osi miribuya. Maybe it means not only a nida, but so to the things which are learnt out of a ribuya of nida, which includes the boil nida, and therefore maybe his tefillah is also going to be at night, like the Nida. Meizve Balkari Kemaga Sheretz. Balkari has got dinim of someone who touched the Sheretz. A boil Nida has got the din of a Tamei Meis. Now, my lav litzvila, that a Tamei Meis goes to the mikveh during the day, so to a boil Nida goes to the mikveh during the day, so once again you see he's not Kenida. Loit litumasin. No, it means he's like a Tamei Meis. Legabi, Tumah, that it's 7 days. Fragdi Gemara, Tumah, Sinbehed Yiksivu. That's Mufurish. Hai Tumah Shiva, Ksivbe, Vahai Tumah Shiva, Ksivbe. It's Mufurish by both of them, Tumah Shiva. Says the Gemara, Halalav, Letzvilasin. So surely it must mean Legabi Tzvila, that he's like it's Meimeis, that he goes to the mikveh during the day, and he's not like a Nida. Says the Gemara, lightly, Yoylam, Litumasim. Really, I'll tell you it is Litumasim, Legabi, 7. And really, the Chiddush is not the 7 days, that's Mufresh, Bakra. But rather, Sefer, it's Trichalei, Ella Shechamur Mimenu. Meaning, Boyal Nida, Shemetame, Mishkav, Umayshav, Betumakala, Latame, Echlin, Umashkin. Meaning, if someone who's a Boyal Nida, and now he's lying on a bunch of pillows and cushions and so on. So he's metame mishkav umayshav betumakala latame echunu mashkin. So it means that a boil need is like a tame meis legabi that particular din. Legabi the din shiva enochanami. That is something which is mefurish bakra, but it's coming to tell me this additional din that is metame mishkav umayshav to be metame echlin and mashkin. Okay, we'll call it here. And, as Hashem.